Good afternoon. I'm Bruce Wingus, president of the Akron Press Club, and I'd like to welcome you to today's State of the County speech. I want to thank you for coming out. By being here today, you're taking part in a dialogue that's so important in moving our community forward, and you're also helping to support scholarships for young journalism and communication students. This spring, between the Akron Press Club and the John S. Knight Memorial Scholarship Fund, we awarded $5,000 scholarships to 9 students. That $45,000 will make a big difference to those kids. I'd like to thank the staff of the Knight Center for their work here. I'd also like to thank Leanne Fowler and Scott Pifo for their work from the Press Club, and Greta Johnson and Julie Totora for their work from the County Executive's Office in making all this event work. I can tell you that upcoming, we have a debate between the Akron mayoral candidates. That will be October 16th. Details of that can be found on our website, akronpressclub.org. As is the tradition of the Press Club, at the end of the speech, we will have time for some questions from the audience. Just fill out the white cards on your table, and someone will be around to pick them up. Now I'd like to introduce M.L. Schulze from the Press Club, who will introduce the speaker and handle the Q&A afterward. Thanks again for coming out.
I don't have to bend over. We are asking all of you to multitask, finish your meals, listen to a great speech, and please do write down those questions that you've got. You are as well informed as anybody in this county about what's happening in this county. You have important questions to ask. Eileen Shapiro has been the executive of Ohio's fourth largest county since 2016, when she succeeded Russ Pry upon his death. She ran for the first time that November and won, and is, I'm sure she's not even thinking about this, getting ready to run for her second term next year. There's a few other things on the ballot next year, aren't there? Just a few. Before becoming the executive, she was county council president, the CEO of Shapiro Consulting, director of strategic planning for Summa Health, and a senior executive at First Merit. Her job as county executive is helping the county speak with one voice when that works and dealing with the realities when that doesn't work. She'll have to tell you which is which. She has to tell herself which is which. She oversees agencies that arguably have the greatest direct impact on the greatest number of lives in a county of more than 500,000 people. That includes, of course, economic development and social services and roads and the things that make our lives better in many cases, raise some frustrations in some cases. Her focus has been primarily on economic development and social services, and she's been praised as a mentor for women in county government and beyond. During the speech 2 years ago, she announced that Summit County was going to file a lawsuit. This would be one of the biggie lawsuits against the companies that sold, manufactured, and sold the opioids that have taken their toll throughout this country. Summit County has now become one of the two lead plaintiffs in a case with thousands of plaintiffs. And maybe you'll want to talk a little bit about what the state's role should be in that whole deal. Last year, she announced that the county was opening up a halfway house for homeless female veterans. Another attempt to directly make people's lives better. So there's no pressure for anything big out of this year's speech. We look forward to hearing everything you have to say and to raising questions, and I give you now County Executive Eileen Shapiro.
Thank you, Schulze. Thank you. Wow. Good afternoon and welcome to the 2019 State of Summit County. Thank you all so much for being here today and for standing shoulder to shoulder with me over the last year. Thank you to our hosts, the Akron Press Club, for inviting me to deliver the State of the County as part of your programming. Your attendance here today supports the Press Club Scholarship Fund. Our community, our country, needs journalists now more than ever. We should all be advocates for individuals pursuing a career in journalism. Thank you, Akron Press Club, for being a leader in the effort continue to and thank you for being a leader in that effort, and thank you for the use of your platform for the yearly State of the County. And won't you all please join me in taking a brief moment to thank the Firestone High School Jazz Quartet and Wendy Boyd, our interpreter from Greenleaf Family Center, who does such a wonderful job. A big thank you to all of the staff here at the John S. Knight Center. Some of our most important community events and announcements are made in this very room. And we are so very lucky to have such a wonderful venue and professional staff to orchestrate every detail. 2 weeks ago, the John S. Knight Center staff helped us transform this center into another successful Summit for Kids event. Thank you all for your hard work. For the fourth time, we are partnering with Summit County Reworks to make today a zero-waste event. Thank you again to the John S. Knight Center staff and the Reworks team for your gold star work in this green endeavor. And to our elected officials, county council members, countywide elected officials, mayors, township trustees, and council members, your work motivates and humbles me. Your dedication to serving the greater good of all who live in Summit County truly inspires me. Thank you all. I would also like to thank the representatives of our local foundations, Akron Community Foundation, GAR, Knight, Burton D. Morgan, and all of our philanthropic organizations, both large and small. The work you do on a daily basis to provide basic services to those in need while helping plot the future course for our community is true dedication. Our community has a wonderful reputation built upon this philanthropic work, and I thank you for leading the charge. Lastly, I would like to take a moment to acknowledge the three incoming presidents of our local universities. To Dr. Gary Miller with the University of Akron and Dr. John Langell of NeoMed, welcome to our community. And to Dr. Todd Codron at Kent State University, welcome to your new position. The three of you joined Dr. Para Jones of Stark State College as the leaders of our four key secondary education institutions. And to Dr. John Green, Dr. Beverly Warren, and Dr. Jay Gershon, thank you for everything you have done for Summit County and Northeast Ohio. The last year was marked with some amazing accomplishments, as well as opportunities to learn and grow. My team continues to make sure that the county services are uninterrupted and of the highest quality in the state of Ohio. Nothing tested this commitment more than last winter's federal government shutdown. Despite the challenges this posed to our local community, our Department of Job and Family Services worked tirelessly to ensure that every Summit County resident, especially those most vulnerable, did not go without. During the shutdown, which delayed food assistance to thousands of families in Summit County, we partnered with United Way's 211 service and the Akron Canton Regional Food Bank to organize and fund multiple food box distributions throughout the county. These food boxes ensured our families continued to have food on their table while Washington squabbled over the shutdown. This summer, we also partnered with Ohio Guidestone, Jobs for Ohio Graduates, the Summit County DD Board, and the Akron Urban League to provide the opportunity for hundreds of teens to obtain their first jobs in our annual summer youth program. This program has a tremendous impact on the lives of these young Summit County residents, not only because it allows them to earn their first paycheck, but it also teaches them the soft skills necessary to seek and keep employment the rest of their lives. When we arm young people with the skills necessary to be productive workers, we are promoting a healthy economy today and helping to ensure future success. Thank you to the dozens of companies and nonprofit agencies who agreed to be worksite for these teens to learn skills that will last them a lifetime. While it is important that we lay the foundation for success for our future generations, the single largest growing need in our community is services for our seniors. Several years back, Akron Community Foundation identified the need to focus our community's attention on our aging population. Since then, numerous collaborators have come together to develop meaningful initiatives for our seniors. We here at the county have embarked on an incredibly important collaboration with the Summit Senior Coalition to develop the Getting Wiser website. This website is a one-stop shop for all of our aging residents and those who help care for them. On your tables, you can find a resource guide that complements this amazing website. These resource guides are a game changer. As our community ages, the need for senior services will only continue to grow. Never before have we been so coordinated and so proactively focused on the needs of seniors, and we plan to continue to build on these partnerships and collaborations. To that end, Summit County has also begun its journey to become an age-friendly community. With the assistance of AARP and Direction Home, we will be hosting focus groups, studying other communities, and identifying what our aging population needs to continue to stay healthy and age in place. This five-year plan includes working with Metro RTA to ensure the mobility of our seniors, working with our health system to guarantee access to medical services, and celebrating our seniors' contributions. Like so many of the initiatives we undertake, our work on senior program requires creative and collaborative efforts, particularly when it comes to funding. It is astounding that we can provide these programs, given that Job and Family Services receives a meager 35 cents a year from the state of Ohio for each senior in Summit County. Like so many of our residents, the county has had no choice but to evaluate our budget and tighten our own belt over the last decade. While we operated in 2018 slightly in the black for the fourth time in the last 5 years, our annual budget remains below pre-recession levels. We have reduced the number of employees by over 1,000 since 2008, and we operate on the lowest county sales tax rate in the state of Ohio. Because we operate so effectively and efficiently, we spend far less per capita from our general fund than the other five large urban counties in Ohio. We could have a hand for that. For the first time in several budget cycles, it appears that the state's operating budget will provide some relief to counties tasked with carrying out some of the state's core functions. The state budget appropriates additional funding for indigent defense costs and provides for a small increase in document recording fees. However, the increased cost to operate the presidential election will likely consume any additional revenue from the state in 2020. And even with the increase in indigent defense reimbursements, the county will still need to budget over $17 million from its general fund in 2020 to fund mandated programs that are truly the responsibility of the state of Ohio. As we have done for the past several years, we will accomplish these tasks by being diligent and efficient with your taxpayer dollars. I would like to give a special thanks to Summit County Clerk of Court Sandra Kurtz for her continued partnership in this effort. For the last several years, your Clerk of Courts has provided excess title funds to support additional funding for our public safety operations. Fiscally responsible leadership like this keeps Summit County financially healthy and safer. Thank you. Perhaps the most important partnership for ensuring we operate efficiently and provide quality services is that with Summit County Council. I want to thank County Council for their willingness to come to the table as we work together to identify where we can improve our service to the community. I'd like to take a moment to recognize our council members, who mostly are at this table up here, President Jeff Wilhite, Vice President Liz Walters, Claire Dickinson, John Donofrio, Ron Kohler, John Schmidt, Gloria Rogers, David Hamilton, Jerry Feeman, Paul Apprentice, and Bethany McKinney. Thank you all. Whether it is keeping those in nursing homes safe, ensuring that we are being proactive in sustainability and environmental conservation, or looking for solutions to our stormwater issues, Summit County Council members are providing thoughtful and proactive leadership to our community. I am grateful to partner with them on these important initiatives. Another effort I am proud to support is the Summit County Jail Operations Advisory Commission, created by County Council in 2017 and chaired by Councilman David Hamilton. The commission worked with the Sheriff's Office, the Prosecutor's Office, the Court of Common Pleas, Oriana House, and my Division of Public Safety to find constructive solutions. At last year's State of the County, I announced a number of steps that we collectively agreed to pursue in order to improve conditions at the jail. 1 year later, I am proud to announce that these initiatives are moving us in the right direction. Thank you. We have overhauled the jail's camera system, replacing 107 cameras and adding an additional 261. Deputies and inmates alike have a better sense of security, and this new system will provide transparency to the community when questions arise. We also have made other safety improvements to prevent injury to the deputies and the inmates. For the first time since the Great Recession, we are now providing inmates with the services they need to improve their lives and reduce tension at the facility. Both NA and AA meetings are now offered to both male and female inmates. We have increased the number of church services, reopened the gymnasiums, and restored the library access for inmates. Thank you to all of you who brought a book with you today to aid our efforts in restocking the shelves. And I understand that the community at large has just come out to support that in an amazing fashion. Thank you, everybody. We will continue to work with Sheriff Barry and his staff to explore ways to expand and enhance this programming in an effort to make the county jail safer. We also took steps to improve the staffing levels at the jail for the safety of the deputies and inmates alike. In last year's State of the County, I announced our plans to redesignate the Glenwood Jail as a community alternative sentencing center to house low-risk offenders with a focus on treatment. This shift allowed for the transfer of 18 deputies back to the county jail. Additionally, we began scheduling deputies to work in 12-hour shifts at the jail, which provides better coverage and gives the deputies more opportunities with time for their family. Our hope was that the change to the 12-hour shifts would reduce overtime costs, which in turn would free up funding for programming and possibly more deputies. I'm happy to announce that overtime costs at the jail have decreased by 26%. Sick time has been reduced by 13%, and injury pay is down 59%. The increased staffing capacity, the return of services for inmates, and the installation of new safety improvements are all positive steps forward for the jail. I would like to thank Sheriff Barry, Prosecutor Walsh, Councilman Hamilton, the Common Pleas judges, Oriana House, the Commission, my team, and the other members of the community who are responsible for these important changes. Thank you all for your hard work. Now, we still face challenges when it comes to running the jail. Notably, roughly one-third of the sheriff's deputies are eligible to retire in 2019 and 2020. This transition is already underway, and 18 deputies have already retired in 2019. When we made necessary adjustments to improve the staffing levels at the jail, if we're not able to recruit and hire new deputies, much of our progress forward could be undermined. To combat this issue, we initiated one of the most innovative collaborations of my tenure, in partnership with the Sheriff's Office, Job and Family Services, and the University of Akron. Through an aggressive recruitment process and an advanced approach to utilizing our job training dollars, there are currently 7 new recruits in the University of Akron's Police Academy. All of these recruits have passed every necessary background check, physical fitness test, and all other requirements to become a Summit County Deputy Sheriff. Funding through Job and Family Services provided these recruits the ability to attend the academy completely free of charge. We are also providing them with everything from tuition to uniforms to additional resources needed to be a successful recruit. At the end of their academy, and upon passing their exam, they will have a job with the Summit County Sheriff's Office, earning a good wage with excellent health care and benefits and a pension. By working together and creatively leveraging funding, we were able to put people in a position to overcome a substantial economic barrier to becoming desperately needed new law enforcement officers.
I would like to introduce you to the future of the Summit County Sheriff's Office. The seven recruits are the first cadets benefiting from the incredible collaboration between the Sheriff's Office, the Summit County Executive's Office, and the University of Akron.
This program has enabled me to pursue my dream of becoming a law enforcement officer. I cannot wait to serve my community.
Thank you to everyone that made this possible.
All partners involved in this effort are committed to ensuring that our deputies, and our entire staff reflect the diversity of our community. Removing barriers for those who wish to serve their community is a responsibility I encourage all of you to undertake. That's one reason I am so pleased to announce that we are focused on recruiting a diverse and dedicated staff of deputy sheriffs. Recruitment events begin next week to identify our next class of potential deputies under this new program, all of whom will begin the academy in January. Information is on your tables regarding the recruitment events, and I encourage all of you to share it with your networks. Each of these collaborations improve conditions at the jail, moves us one step further to providing a safer county for all Summit County residents. Over the past few years, we have worked to ensure that the safety of our residents with an increasingly integrated approach to getting our first responders to the scene quicker and with more information. Last year, we announced a collaboration between the county, the cities of Akron, Cuyahoga Falls, Fairlawn, Green, and Stowe to jointly purchase and operate a new computer-aided dispatch system at a cost savings to these communities of $7 million over the next 5 years. Since that time, our teams worked together to build the system and prepare for when the system goes live in each community. We are currently on pace for the initial group of users to begin using the system later this year and for all users to be utilizing the system by the end of next year. This new system will bring our responders into the 21st century and beyond, providing dispatchers and first responders with the ability to track locations of cell phones, receive texts and videos of incidents as they occur, and eventually allowing for the deployment of apps that will enable citizens to play a more integrated role in public safety. Earlier this year, we also completed an $18 million conversion of the county's emergency radio system. This project included the addition of a 10th tower site to improve coverage, provide additional redundancy to improve reliability, and a connection to the state's radio system, which allows our first responders to communicate with communities outside of Summit County's borders. Our radio system is now used by every community in Summit County, along with schools, hospitals, and countless other organizations involved in keeping our families safe. Just a few months ago, when our community held its collective breath as a 2-year-old boy went missing in Green, our sheriff and his staff were able to speak directly with every officer and agent involved in the search. Thankfully, the young child was found unharmed, and our personnel were able to efficiently communicate with each other in an unprecedented fashion. Thank you. I would like to take a moment to thank the first responders involved in finding that little boy, as well as all of the first responders countywide. You do the work of heroes every day, and we are so incredibly grateful to all of you. With heroes in mind, I would like to turn to our veterans. In November of 2018, it was my honor to join over 250 people to dedicate the Summit County World War II Memorial. With fewer surviving veterans of World War II each day, it is indeed our duty to honor them and their fellow soldiers by installing these plaques on the Summit County Courthouse. The turnout and outpouring of respect from our community was overwhelming, a reminder that the men and women of Summit County respect and value our veterans. A few months ago, I had the opportunity to visit Normandy and tour the grounds where so many Americans gave their lives for our freedom. That visit reminded me that as the years continue to tick away, we must continue to recognize and honor those who gave the ultimate sacrifice so many years ago that changed our world. That's why today I'm proud to announce that we will build upon the installation of the World War II plaques and an already present World War I Doughboy statue by creating the Summit County Veterans Memorial Plaza outside of the county courthouse. There we will add memorials honoring fallen soldiers from World War I, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, the Gulf War, and in the future we plan to also include those we have lost in the War on Terror. While monuments cannot adequately show our appreciation to those who gave their lives, we must do everything we can to say thank you and never forget. I look forward to announcing a dedication of the Summit County Veterans Memorial Plaza in the coming months, and I do hope that all of you will be able to join me. We also continue to honor our local veterans with our support for the Summit County Stand Down for Homeless Veterans, which takes place this year on September 10th. Summit County has partnered with First Energy Foundation to jointly contribute $80,000 towards this incredible event over the last 4 years. I would like to thank the event sponsors and volunteers who agree that no veteran should live without basic necessities, shelter, and the gratitude of their community. To all of the veterans in our audience today, thank you. As Schulze mentioned at last year's address, I announced that we were beginning to work on the Summit Liberty House, Summit County's first female veterans housing unit. In just a few weeks, on September 26, we will cut the ribbon on this first-of-its-kind facility in our community. By leveraging federal dollars and local partnerships, we were able to give a four-unit apartment building a modern-day overhaul so that homeless veteran women and their children have a warm, safe environment in which to live and thrive. This collaboration between the county, the city of Akron, Summit County Land Bank, and the family and community services helps solve real problems for real life heroes. Thank you to Mayor Horgan and Fiscal Officer Kristen Scalise, who also chairs our county land bank board. Your commitment to improving the lives of these women and their families is honorable. Thank you. These veteran heroes are part of the larger Summit County community. Young and old, black, brown, and white, wealthy and disadvantaged, all different, yet all one. And next year, the 2020 census will be undertaken to count all of us. It is critical to start talking about the census now so that we may begin to highlight the importance of why we should all participate. Not only are federal funds that support the most underserved in our community allocated based on these numbers, but our congressional lines will be redrawn and our representation in Washington will reflect our response to the census. And because the census occurs only every 10 years, it is critical that we count each and every person. Please, I encourage all of you to educate yourself, talk to your family, encourage your neighbors, complete the census. And please remind them that next year for the first time, they will be able to respond online in addition to phone and paper. On your tables, you will find materials with important dates and other relevant information pertaining to the census. I ask you to take this home and share the information with your family and friends. 2020 will also mark the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which ensured the right to vote for many women. It was an important step to ensuring women are equal members of American society. With a rich history of accomplished women in Summit County and many dedicated women currently serving in elected community and business leadership in our 31 communities, our county is a beacon of strong female leadership for other communities. Several community members, including myself, have come together to begin planning the celebration of this important milestone next year. Our mission is to share information about events and resources that commemorate the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment. The focus will be on educating the public on the progress made over the last 100 years and honoring the fight for voting rights for all women, especially many women of color who were excluded from voting until the 1960s. Together, we will help our community reflect on today's voting equality and the future of equity for all women. I invite, go ahead. I invite you to explore the history of the 19th Amendment and engage with others on a brand new platform, SummitSuffrageCentennial.com, where you will be able to interact with the committee, request to meet with subcommittees, and identify and submit events near you. I would like to thank the women who have already come together to mark this important time in history. One of the marvelous benefits of being the executive is that when you ask people to join together to accomplish something meaningful, they generally say yes. And when I asked all of you last year to join together to help Children's Service Levy get passed, you responded overwhelmingly. And thank you for your support of her children and those who serve them. And now I'm going to ask you to do it again, this time for our ADM levy. The Alcohol, Drug, and Mental Health Board has also seen the opioid epidemic ravage our community over the last several years. Bear in mind, the last time ADM was on the ballot, the focused national conversation about opioids had not even begun. And while we have some positive movement on the epidemic, opioids continue to plague our community. Our first responders, health systems, ADM, and many more still fight every single day to keep their heads above water. We know people and families are struggling. We see you, and we are committed to bringing about change. We must do everything we can to protect the resources we have in place to fight not just the opioid epidemic, but addiction of all types. I urge you all to vote for the ADM levy on November 5th. As many of you know, Summit County and Cuyahoga County are the two lead plaintiffs in the national multi-district opioid litigation with a trial date of October 21st fast approaching. I assure you that the team we have assembled is working diligently to prepare for trial. We filed this lawsuit with the primary goal of stopping the practice of opioid manufacturers and distributors that caused the epidemic and recovering some resources to help in the ongoing battle against the epidemic. We did not anticipate being selected to carry the torch for hundreds of counties and thousands of communities across the country. However, we have taken the challenge head on, and we are confident that the information we present will result in these defendants being held responsible for their actions. As you can see today, we have many ways in which we're moving the community forward, and we must be steadfast to ensure that the opioid epidemic does not deter us from moving in a positive direction. While the past year has brought many accomplishments, perhaps the area where we have seen the most growth and success is in the area of economic development. Close to a year ago, the county, along with the City of Akron, the Greater Akron Chamber, the GAR Foundation, unveiled our Elevate Greater Akron strategy to the community. This collaborative approach focuses our collective efforts across the Greater Akron area on five key strategies: a new approach to engaging and assisting local companies to stay, succeed, and expand in our community, providing employment opportunities to everyone in our community with a particular focus on our Black population, refocusing our efforts and investments in downtown Akron and job hubs, and sparking our entrepreneurial community, aligning our organizations to be more coordinated, strategic, and research-driven. I would like to thank our partners in this effort, and particularly Mayor Dan Horgan, Mark Merklin, Don Taylor, Jason Dotson, James Hardy, Steve Millard, and Christine Mayer. You and many others have put in countless hours to redesign our economic development ecosystem to meet the needs of both our businesses and our residents. Prior to rolling out the Elevate Greater Akron to the public, we spent nearly a year working together to design this new structure, and we are approaching the one-year mark from the public rollout. I think it's safe to say that during that time, we have already seen some incredibly successful results. As all of you know, last month, we formally announced what some had termed the worst-kept secret in Akron, the construction of the new Amazon distribution facility on the former Rolling Acres Mall site. This new facility is expected to create at least 1,500 new jobs, each paying at least $15 per hour plus benefits in one of the hardest hit areas of our community. As you can imagine, a project of this size requires all hands to be on deck. In addition to my team in Summit County, I would like to recognize all of those who worked on this project, including the entire team of the City of Akron, the Summit County Land Bank, the Development Finance Authority, Team NEO, and Jobs Ohio. I would also like to give a special thank you to Fiscal Officer Kristen Scalise in her role as Chair of the County Land Bank, and Engineer Al Brubaker, both of whose leadership helped fund important pieces of this project. As we celebrate this success, the Elevate Greater Akron team, in connection with Conexus NEO, Metro RTA, Stark State College, and others, are already beginning the work to ensure that these new jobs go to the men and women who live in Summit County. We will be working with local businesses to fill the workforce gaps that will inevitably come when Amazon begins to hire 1,500 workers in this community. We will engage with Amazon to take full advantage of their career choice program to put people on the path towards long-term, good-paying careers. This project is an enormous opportunity for our community, and we are proactively positioning ourselves to make the most of it for our residents. And while Amazon announcement certainly takes the headlines, our teams have been hard at work on several other important projects. Not far from the Rolling Acres site last year brought in over $91 million in investment to downtown Barberton alone. Last October, the county, the city of Barberton, and the state of Ohio announced an $80 million expansion of the BWXT facility, creating another 110 high-skilled, high-paying jobs at one of the nation's few facilities that manufactures parts for nuclear submarines. At the end of last year, we also saw the Development Finance Authority partner with the City of Barberton and Akron Rubber Development Laboratories to fund an $11 million investment in a former downtown Barberton department store. These two large investments are supported by Barberton's reinvestment in its movie theater, breweries, restaurants, coffee shops in its downtown area. These investments in Barberton are critical as the community continues to grapple with the loss of B&W, which was announced earlier this year that it was moving to the East End in Akron. On one hand, we in the greater Akron area view the retention of B&W locally and the relocation of its headquarters here from Charlotte as an incredible success. For the city of Barberton, however, it proved to be incredibly challenging. I can't stand here today and tell you that Mayor Judge did everything within his power to keep B&W in his community. But it quickly became apparent that the company intended to find a new corporate home elsewhere. And at that point, it became the job of the county and its other regional partners to keep those 700 jobs here locally. Fortunately for Barberton, Mayor Judge has not stopped fighting for his community, and the investments of BWXT and ARDL are truly evidence of that fact. In addition to these larger projects, the past year has brought many other successes in our county. The start of the construction of Stark State's CDL training facility in the Massillon Road Industrial Park in Springfield Township. The reuse of county-owned land in South Akron for the future home of SAF, Inc., a growing minority-owned construction company. The soon-to-open Akron Children's Hospital Boston Heights Health Center. The installation of new sewer lines in partnership with the City of Green in order to serve East Liberty Park and open up new land for development. And the recent news that Summit County Transportation Improvement District has received ODOT funding for a project to help SA Communal grow right in Norton. That's right, folks. We're seeing the power of our collective efforts under the Elevate Greater Akron strategy create and keep jobs all in the area of Summit County. Thank you. But our work over the last year has not only been about specific projects with local, regional, and national companies. We have also taken the time to develop new programming and strategic initiatives that will move our community forward over the next several years. In partnership with Fiscal Officer Kristen Scalise and the Development Finance Authority, we expanded the Akron Summit County Special Energy Improvement District to 14 of our 31 communities, and are in discussions with nearly half of the remaining communities to join in upcoming months. The ESID allows businesses in those member communities to make energy-efficient improvements to their buildings and take advantage of low-interest financing that is paid off through an assessment on their property. Through this program, known as Property Assessed Clean Energy, or PACE, business owners are able to make improvements that they may not otherwise be able to afford. 2 months ago, we announced that we would be expanding the PACE program to allow owners of residential properties to take advantage of this new tool. The residential PACE program will allow homeowners to replace furnaces, roofs, windows, and more without having to put the cost on a credit card or taking out a home equity loan to make those repairs. Instead, the cost of the repairs can be assessed against their home and repaid through their tax bill for up to 20 years. We anticipate rolling out this program within the next 6 months as communities authorize residential PACE and we put important regulations in place to protect consumers. The PACE program is just one example where the Development Finance Authority and its affiliated entities are continuing to innovate and find new ways to bring capital to our community. Once again this year, the Development Fund of the Western Reserve has secured a $30 million new market tax credit allocation, which will be deployed to fund private and nonprofit developments in some of the more challenged areas of Summit County and Northeast Ohio. The DFA also recently created the Western Reserve Community Fund to become a community development financial institution that makes low-interest loans to business and nonprofits in distressed areas. This spring, the county contributed $250,000 to the fund to lend to local businesses and make energy efficiency improvements to their buildings. Next month, I intend to introduce legislation to the Summit County Council to contribute another $100,000 from the county's community development block grant allocation towards this fund. Collectively, these programs are aimed at rebuilding areas of our community struggling to thrive and assisting our existing businesses with their needs to expand and grow. We are fortunate to have the Development Finance Authority in Summit County. Thank you to the DFA President, Chris Burnham, Board Chair Grace Wolochek, and the entire DFA Board for the work you do to make our community better. The Elevate Greater Akron team is also working to drive investment into 14 job hubs within the county. These job hubs are areas where we have a high concentration of traded sector employers and a corresponding high concentration of jobs. By driving public and private investment to these job hubs, we hope to counteract the urban sprawl that has made it increasingly difficult for many in our community to access promising and good jobs. We are currently developing marketing profiles for each of these 14 job hubs, which will highlight for site selectors the lands and buildings available for private investment. Whether it's the new Bridgestone Race and Tire Manufacturing Facility in Firestone Park job hub, the Bowery and the Law Building developments in downtown Akron job hub, or the continued impressive growth of the Cornerstone Business Park in the Twinsburg job hub, our goal is to drive key investments into those areas. One of the more important pieces of our work facing us is how can we connect workers, particularly those with transportation barriers, to the jobs that are concentrated in these job hubs. We are actively working with Metro RTA and Connexus NEO to identify ways to improve mobility to these job hubs, many of which are located in our suburban communities. Recently, Metro RTA was awarded $75,000 from the Fund of Our Economic Future in its Paradox Prize competition, which will be used to fund a pilot program to get workers from their neighborhoods to key employers in job hubs in northern Summit County. These types of creative solutions are necessary to make sure we are providing access to jobs for all men and women in Summit County. As I stated earlier, the initial returns on our Elevate Greater Akron strategy have been largely successful. However, for us to continue to be successful, we must maintain the collaborative atmosphere that we built over these last few years. As a community, we take great pride in our ability to collaborate, to partner together, and to innovate. We must continue to walk the walk and to place our collective interests over our individual interests. Unfortunately, not all collaborative endeavors can be successful. A decade ago, stakeholders in our community came together to announce the creation of the Austin Bioinnovation Institute in Akron. The ABIA began as a unique collaboration of several anchor institutions in our community to capitalize on innovation and commercialization in the biomedical industry. Despite the best intentions of these organizations, the dream of ABIA never fully materialized. What largely remains of ABIA is its headquarters building on North Main Street, which continues to be a great asset that is used in part by Akron Children's Hospital and the Cleveland Clinic Akron General. However, today, I'm excited to announce a new day for ABIA campus. At our first county council meeting in September, I intend to introduce legislation to redevelop the ABIA campus into a new $16.9 million world headquarters and research and development facility for the Smithers Group. This new facility will be made possible through a collaboration between the Smithers Group, the county, the city of Akron, the Development Finance Authority, Team NEO, Jobs Ohio, Akron Children's Hospital, First Energy, and the Welty Building Company. Akron Children's Hospital will continue to lease the lower half of the building at 47th North Main Street for its training and simulation needs, while the upper half of the building will be renovated into the new Smithers World Headquarters. A new research and development building will wrap around the existing building, and several buildings will be demolished to make way for the new building and necessary parking. This project will continue the transformation of downtown Akron and will serve as a gateway welcoming those who enter downtown from the north. Additionally, this project will represent an investment by the public partners into a local, high-growth company that provides testing, consulting, information, and compliance services to the polymer automotive, medical device, energy, and transportation industries. In short, this project is the embodiment of what we are trying to accomplish with Elevate Greater Akron, helping homegrown companies that specialize in key next-generation technologies to stay, grow, and create jobs right here in Summit County. Thank you to the Smithers Group. I look forward to sharing more details of this project in the coming weeks and look forward to breaking ground on this new endeavor. But today I would like to thank Mike Hochschwender, CEO and President of the Smithers Group, Don Taylor from the Welty Building Company, Mayor Dan Hergen, whose support was critical for this project, and the team behind the scenes that has spent countless hours putting this project together. As you can see, the county and its partners have been incredibly busy over the last year. However, all of the work we put in, the new strategies, new programs, new opportunities for investment, are all for naught if we are not telling our story to the people and businesses we want to keep and attract. Some time ago, I tasked my economic development team to develop a website and brochures to share those success stories, to share those opportunities for investment, and to share those programs for businesses. In March, we proudly launched summitforsuccess.com, a one-stop site for business owners, site selectors, and residents alike. We took care to highlight the most important features of our business-friendly environment, including some of our notable businesses and the 31 communities that make Summit County unique. This website also features a PBS-produced short film promoting the benefits of doing business in Summit County. In March of last year, we were approached by PBS producers who identified Summit County as a forward-thinking community in the heartland of America. In the film, you will see prominent Summit County business and community leaders talking about all that makes our community exceptional. And to date, that message has been carried to over 50 million homes throughout the United States. Please, thank you. Please take a few minutes to see what folks from Honolulu all the way to Manhattan have seen about Summit County and why it is such a special place to live, work, and raise a family.
There seems to be a shift in where Americans want to live and work. It's an inward focus, literally. As companies and individuals who have been established on either coast are coming to Middle America. But why? For decades, major cities along the East and West Coast were known for growth and opportunity. It's a trend that's gaining more and more traction every year.
The reason people are leaving the two coasts predominantly, you know, they went there to get a good job. They went there because of the culture that they thought was there. They went there because they wanted a metropolitan type lifestyle. Now you fast forward to today and they're going, you know, it costs a lot of money. I really can't connect with my neighbor. And they've started to look inward to themselves, inward to our country, inward to the Midwest, and companies understanding that and looking to put their base of business in a community that is progressive yet provides that connectedness for their people. So we are definitely seeing momentum back to the Midwest.
An example of this is here, in northeastern Ohio. As a region that's historically been known as the Rust Belt community, Summit County is changing and is attracting both commerce and its workforce.
We decided to stay in Summit County because this is the home of Goodyear, and it has been for 120 years. That's not a reason enough alone to stay here, but it's because this is the home of our innovation. This is the home of polymer and material science, and that's integral to our business. We employ about 3,000 people here, many of which are focused on our innovation. And because we have the resources here, the base to do that, this is a great place to expand on what we already have.
In order for communities to grow, we have to have all the partners at the table. So government's role in that is not to do it the way we've always done it, but to look at what we have and say, can we take that Rubik's Cube and twist it a bit? So that we can move forward, so that we can stay progressive in our thinking, and that we can create an environment where people have the opportunity to grow their business, to raise their kids, to enjoy life, and have future opportunities.
FedEx Custom Critical plays a significant role in Summit County's growth through really our employment. We employ a large number of people in many different positions, from very entry-level high school education all the way up through team members who have PhDs and certainly graduate degrees. So when we hire people from outside of the region at Custom Critical, the one thing that I can tell you, it always is the case that after they've been here for a little while, they'll say they don't want to leave. Of course, the cost of living is great. The quality of life is second to none. And a public education, really terrific. They don't have to put their children into private schools in northeastern Ohio.
Summit County is built on the foundation of having a wonderful quality of life. Outstanding educational institutions, major art and music centers, stunning recreational destinations, and that's just scratching the surface. Top-notch medical facilities, job opportunities, and training to match make Summit County a common sense choice for anyone looking to relocate.
The quality of education here in Summit County is changing. It's becoming more relevant to what's out there in the workforce. We're starting with building those pipelines while students are still in high school. It's too late to wait while they're adults. So we're trying to get those soft skills built while they're in high school. And we partner with Ford Next Generation Learning to convert our high schools into college and career academies to do that. And the companies are actually very excited about partnering with us because they get to see the potential in these young people at an early age and then get to follow them through, whether it's earning a credential or going on to a post-secondary experience or directly into the world of work. Our students are better prepared because of these partnerships.
When people ask why the Midwest, I say we're in the Midwest. I say Summit County, because we have it all. We have the lifestyle amenities. We have the resources for business. We have the progressive attitude about moving our community forward. So come see us. There's a place here where you can be a partner that brings culture and character and vibrancy to our growing economy here.
Summit County, big city progress with small town feel. To learn more, call or click today.
Thank you, and thank you to PBS for approaching us and considering us a hallmark in the Midwest. And as time draws to a close, there's still some folks that deserve a special thank you. These are individuals who have chosen to give their time and talent to the honorable profession of public service. These are individuals that make a difference in people's lives daily and improve the world that surrounds us. This team works together towards a common vision. They individually and collectively channel their efforts towards community objectives. That is the fuel that ignites our work. For the past 12 years, my chief of staff, Jason Dotson, has been an integral part of leading this team on an astounding journey. He has dedicated himself to public service, which I know he will take with him wherever he goes. Jason, thank you. You will always be part of the fabric of our community. Now I ask all of you dedicated public servants in this room to stand and join with Jason as we recognize all of you for your amazing contributions. All of our public services, public servants, stand up, please, and be recognized. And some of you are being bashful, I know. So what does all of this mean to you? It means Summit County is moving forward. I invite each one of you to join us in this exciting adventure. We do indeed have big city progress with small town feel right here in Summit County. And I thank all of you for your contribution to this momentum. Once again, thank you to the Press Club and the John S. Knight Center and all of you for joining me here today. Thank you so much, everybody. We can't do it without you. Thank you.
As we noted earlier, all of you are invited to raise your questions by writing them on those white cards, and we will collect them. I have a few.
Okay,
to start.
I figured.
You mentioned the opioid case.
Yes.
In just this week, the state has suggested that it is better equipped than the local governments to handle these kinds of cases. The argument for it is a unity of force, better able to negotiate, et cetera. You don't seem real excited about that idea.
No, I don't. Let me simply say that I take the responsibility for supporting the 541,000 people here in this endeavor, and I fully support Governor DeWine in his position on this.
You mentioned the changes in the jail.
Mm-hmm.
At the time of the recession, a lot of the things people said were good but were not necessary. They had to be cut because that's the way budgets are.
Right.
Can you talk about what a difference those services you're hoping will make in the long run and also any structural changes at the jail that also, beyond the cameras, might make things work better in rehabbing?
Well, I think the opportunity, one of the things we heard loud and clear was that people wanted religious services brought in. Okay, they wanted to be able to communicate and to be a part of, to relieve some of the tension in the jail. The gymnasiums are critical to being able to do that. And we understand, I'm going off memory here, so don't quote me on this, but on day one, there were, I believe, a couple hundred of folks that used the gymnasium. So some of that pent-up frustration of being incarcerated can be let out in a multitude of ways. Some people like to read books. Some people like to play basketball. So we are working hard not only on what we have done, but with what we will do in the future. New fencing has been put up, a variety of other kinds of more baseline things have also been put in place, and we'll continue to work with the commission and open to any new ideas that anybody has to improve the jail. But we are already seeing a positive effect.
Thank you. As executive, you've been consistent in your support of arts and culture as vital to a healthy Summit County. Mm-hmm. Earlier this year, we learned the Akron MSA's creative economy generates $1.4 billion in economic activity and supports 17,000 jobs. How do you envision the cultural sector playing a role in Elevate Akron?
Oh, well, I think they've already been doing that. As you drive down our streets, you see artworks coming up. You see them inside of buildings. You also see, I mean, last night there were, I think, three or four different music events featuring artists and things going on in this community. You have the art tour that goes around in the summertime throughout the community to the different artist places. So I think that the vibrancy is all a package. It's all got to come together to be able to do that. And the musicians blew down the street. I mean, everything coming together, you can just feel the energy happening.
Can you elaborate a little more on ensuring that Summit County folks get those jobs at Amazon?
Well, we are already working on plans to, as I mentioned in the speech, to look at some of the barriers that these folks have to getting to the work where the jobs are. So we will be working on that. We are working with Conexus and Stark State, and I'm sure Akron Public Schools, all of the folks that we can to bring together to say, what do we need? We're also concerned that when, as I mentioned in the speech, when 1,500 jobs are going to Amazon, what that's going to do to other businesses, and we are having conversations to identify how we can help, because we want everybody to have a job.
What can you do at the county level mm-hmm. that would have an impact on gun violence?
That is regulated by the state. So we encourage you all to reach out to your state representatives and your government at the state level and push them for whatever you believe in. But I will tell you that there are some guns that people shouldn't have and some people that shouldn't have guns.
Is there anything a local community can do given the state laws the way they are?
I don't know in terms of legislation, but I do know that our police, fire, sheriff's departments are all working together. We have gun buyback programs. They're all looking for ideas that are out there in other places that they can bring into Summit County to put into place to help mitigate the problem.
Okay, another problem that seems so huge and yet is so local mm-hmm. is climate change. Is there anything climate change. Is
climate
there anything
change.
That Summit County's corner of the world can do?
Well, what we can do is worry about our community and what we do here locally. You certainly can talk to the state and you can talk to the federal level and your legislators, but at the end of the day, it's what we do. Our recycling programs are looking at our energy efficiencies in our homes. That PACE program that we talked about where you can use that for home improvements and things that will reduce the environment. We also have a commission that will be looking at some of those issues led by Councilwoman Liz Walters, and I can tell you that the number of people that want to be part of that committee is just astronomical. So there's a great deal of conversation about it, and hopefully, just as with the jail commission, some really good ideas will come out of there, things that we haven't thought about, different types of vehicles and so on and so forth.
Back to the opioid question, this is kind of a combination of several. What will Summit County do, if it's successful in this suit, in distributing the money that comes to the different communities that have been affected by this?
Well, part of the strategy is identifying that, and those pieces are being discussed and thought about as we speak. We're not in a position to put those out.
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit?
I didn't know. I can't.
Okay. What willingness to reduce? Well, I'm sorry. This is again more on the climate change. Mm-hmm. I thought I had gone on to another one.
I'm glad it's on people's minds.
What is the county doing to meet the needs of the immigrant community, both documented and undocumented?
Well, our work with the city of Akron on North Hill, which is the predominant area that's affected, getting these people, these folks that have migrated here to English as a second language. David James, our superintendent, can probably speak, but I think, David, when I was over at North Hill, it was like 60-some% is English as a second language. Is my memory correct? Yeah, something like that. So how are we developing not only their ability to communicate, but the opportunities? Many of those folks want to open businesses, so some of the work that's being done through Elevate Akron will help, Elevate Greater Akron will help spawn that, okay? Because we have, this is a diverse community, and we want to be able to provide as much as we can, as many resources as we can for people to be able to take advantage of them as it fits for them. So many of these folks, like our ancestors, came over and starting businesses, but we also know that the language barrier can be a steep climb for many of them.
Looking ahead to 2020,
mm-hmm.
how do you run for a crucial local office amid all the noise that will be going on at the national level?
Well, all I can tell you is we're going to do it and we're going to win. So there you are. Okay.
Thank you very much. And thanks to everyone who spent the afternoon with us.
Thank you, Schulze. Thank you to the press club. And thank you all because we ran over late. Really appreciate your time and attention. Thank you, everybody.